Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, welcome into Monday and the huddle on ESPN Upstate, 22nd of October here. Greg McKinney and Lonzo with lots to react to from the weekend, and we will certainly get into it. Cooler weather. All right, turn my heat on last night. This morning, actually. Went all night without the heat, got up this morning and said, you know what, 64 degrees in the house, I better turn the heat on.
A lot of good it does you when you get here, huh?
And then you come in here and it's 64 degrees in the studio. But we have the door open, so we're ready to go. Yeah, it's here. I guess we can officially welcome in fall weather now. In fact, later this week when we get into high school football on Friday night, it's going to be a little ugly. We're talking about temperatures in the 40s and rain on Friday. And so, yes, discussions are underway about moving high school football games from Friday to Thursday. Prepare yourself for some of that. That's probably going to happen. It's actually nice today. It's 62 right now. It's going up to about 66. Tomorrow's going to be 72. Wednesday's going to be 68, but then it turns much cooler Thursday and especially on Friday. So just be ready for it and be ready for schedule changes because of that coming up this week in high school football. Today, we're going to get into the college football weekend that was. Sorry about your Buckeyes.
Not the end of the world.
Still alive. One loss. Still could get there.
Like other fans, I'm not going to whine and cry. They lost.
You know? Don't lose anymore, though, or you're toast. We'll get to the college football that happened over the weekend. The NFL, really incredible comeback for the Panthers. They were toast going into the fourth quarter, but came back and won it over the Eagles. And we'll hear from Cam and from Luke Kuechly on that. Going to hear from Will Muschamp. Gamecocks didn't play over the weekend, but they'll play Tennessee this week. And got some positive news on DJ Wonnum that we'll hear Coach Muschamp talk about. Our Dixie Vodka ACC Roundup comes your way at 2:35 this afternoon. Three questions at 3. Limestone College, we will talk to a wide receiver for the Saints coming up at 3:35 or so this afternoon. And more chances for you to win free money in the free cash stash. So a lot to do on a Monday. You can jump on board at any time by calling us at 844-477-3776. HealthDare text line 71307. Begin your message with ESPN. Twitter at ESPN Upstate. Well, it was a yawner over at Death Valley on Saturday as Clemson took care of business easily against NC State. You know, I tried to let you guys know NC State hadn't played anybody. And when they played somebody, they didn't play very well. 41-7 was the final. Clemson doing most everything right, and NC State just struggling to do anything. Dabo Swinney says it comes down to the Tigers being itching and ready to go after that bye week.
They were eager to get back to work. And, you know, especially coming off a great performance up there at Wake, you know, they were excited to go play. And then, you know, I mean, listen, you're getting ready to play an undefeated team at home, homecoming, all that stuff. You know, it's a lot of fun. So I think the open date was great. But when you're a competitor, I mean, it was nice, but I think everybody missed playing and we were ready to get back to work. So I knew it wasn't going to take much to get them ready from a mindset standpoint, but I thought our leadership just did another awesome job this week.
Yeah, Clemson was up 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, 24-0 at halftime, 31-0 at the end of the third quarter. It was certainly over early there for Clemson, NC State. Trevor Lawrence with a good day, 26 of 39, 308 yards. He only threw one touchdown pass. Tigers had four rushing touchdowns, one passing touchdown. Their rushing game, if you want to look for something to be a little concerned about, a little underwhelmed by, only 91 yards rushing for the Tigers. Four touchdowns, but 91 yards. Now, Travis Etienne, 15 carries, only 39 yards, but three touchdowns. That's a crazy stat line, isn't it? 2.6 yards per carry, but three touchdowns for Etienne. Lynn J. Dixon had 25 yards. Lawrence, the quarterback, had 12. Only three carries each for Adam Choice and Tavian Feaster for 8 and 5 yards, respectively. So not a big running day for the Tigers, but a guy who did have a big day was receiver T. Higgins. T with 8 catches, 119 yards, and a touchdown. And a nice day for Justin Ross, too, with 5 catches for 75 yards for the Tigers. I was disappointed with the Ryan Finley production. If you're a Clemson fan, you're obviously happy to see that. But again, we get a quarterback, and we saw this with Drew Locke from Missouri when they played South Carolina. A quarterback who's supposed to be an early draft pick by the NFL, kind of do nothing. Big box of nothing. Ryan Finley, 156 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, quarterback rating of 15.6. I know what you're saying, Tiger fans. Well, it was our defense. Okay. I'm not arguing with that. But Ryan Finley should have been better. And there was, you know, a good bit of talk and bragging about NC State's offense and Dave Doran expressing confidence. They just came out and did nothing. They didn't get much of a running game either. Gillespie with 59 yards. Ricky Person Jr. with 54 yards. They had 104 yards. They had a few more yards than the Tigers running the football, but just didn't do anything. So the Clemson Tigers improve to 7-0 on the year, 4-0 in the ACC, and await their next opponent, which is Florida State, on the road coming up this Saturday. By the way, we have game times for 2 weeks from Saturday, or 1 week from this coming Saturday, for both Clemson and South Carolina. Clemson will get Louisville at home. Game time, wait for it, 12 noon.
So is this disrespectful? I'm sure Clemson fans think that. They probably think that Clemson should be showcased, but I think it's a matter of who Clemson's playing.
Yeah.
And they figure they're going to get more of the same. It's going to be another blowout no matter who they're playing, and they don't want to put that in prime time.
I understand it. Don't love it. Same thing, though, by the way, for South Carolina at Ole Miss on November 3rd, 12 noon. 11 a.m. local time out in Mississippi. 12 noon here for the Gamecocks and Ole Miss. So, I mean, this is what you get when the matchups are not enticing. You get 12 noon games. So next 2 weeks for Clemson, 12 noon games. That's just where we are. Is the ACC Atlantic race over now that NC State has lost to Clemson? It's over for NC State because Clemson would have to lose 2 conference games, and guess what's not going to happen. So it's over for NC State. However, Boston College still has a little something to say about this because the Tigers have to go up there and play in Chestnut Hill. And Boston College only has the 1 conference loss. They're 2-1 in the ACC, so should they figure out a way to beat the Tigers, they'd each have 1 loss and Boston College would have the head-to-head. So that's still alive. Everybody else has 2 or more losses. Syracuse 2-2, Florida State 2-3, and winless are Wake Forest and Louisville. So there is still something to be determined in the ACC Atlantic after the weekend, and that's that Boston College game. Hopefully that won't be a 12 noon game. Hopefully not. We'll see, but so far we're not having a whole lot of luck with the scheduling of games going forward, even for Clemson, which has moved up to number 2 in the nation after the Ohio State loss, and rightfully so. The Tigers are number 2. And so it's Alabama and Clemson that everybody's talking about. Notre Dame's still undefeated, but everybody's talking about Clemson and Bama. Clemson winning easily. Alabama dispensing of Tennessee without any trouble over the weekend as well. So that's where we are with that. 844-477-3776. If you would like to comment on the college football of the weekend, we certainly would welcome you to jump in. What did you think of the Clemson effort over the weekend? The Tigers getting a 41-7 win. Were you at all surprised? Is NC State just being NC State? I mean, it's a 7-point game the last 2 years, not this year. And this was supposedly a better NC State team. Eh, not so much. Not so much. Not much of a game on Saturday put up by the Wolfpack. Delvin's on the line. Let's go to him up first today. Delvin, welcome into the huddle. What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? First of all, Saturday, we should Friday night at the game. I came late, so I didn't get a chance to go to the press box. It was a good game. I thought we had y'all, but y'all made a great comeback. I got a good burn script for that. As far as Clemson, I was shocked. I thought it would be a closer game than that. I mean, Clemson didn't get out to the usual slow start. They came out throwing the ball and even throwing some little runs for Trevor Lawrence, so to speak. So they came out. Hey, enough of the slow start. We're going out trying to put the points on the board, and that's what they did. And Lonzo, man, how many times do Ohio State got to get beat bad by an unranked team? What is it, man? What is going on there? Is it something that's going on? Because if Clemson going to lose, Alabama, if they lose a close game, it seems like Ohio State is just getting blown out. Is something going on there, man? Can you point what's going on? Why are they getting blown out? I'm going to say they lost a close game to Purdue like by 3 points, but it's like they're getting beat down.
I have an answer. I've been thinking about this. Last year, I can't explain that. But this year, the kid with cancer, okay, he was there, and it was everywhere that he wanted Purdue to win. And if you're the opposite team, you come in, how do you feel about trying to beat a team when you know that that's such a big deal? So emotionally, they weren't invested. Did they get beat? Yeah, but I'm not saying that's the reason they lost, but they didn't look like they came to play. And if you don't come to play and you got that on top of it, if you don't have the emotion, you're just not going to play well. And they just didn't play well. They looked bad all the way around. Haskins tried to get them back into it, but he just couldn't do it. The play calling was bad. I don't know. But I do think the emotion does have something to do with it because they made a big deal, and rightfully so. With the kid with cancer, and that is everywhere in the stadium. And if put yourself in a player's standpoint, if you're coming into that and you see that, do you want to win? I mean, it would be hard to be motivated.
Yeah, and but the biggest news coming the weekend was Martin Antonio and Jim Harbaugh had some comments after the game before the game. I thought that was funny, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Thank you, Delvin. We'll hear from both of them, Harbaugh and D'Antonio, about their little war of words at the Michigan State and a Michigan game, which was won rather easily by Michigan. Now we have to take Michigan seriously. I'm ready to take them seriously. That's a nice win on the road. So they're the real deal. We'll see how far they can go. By the way, on Clemson, the ACC just announcing that Mitch Hyatt is the offensive lineman of the week and Trevor Lawrence is the rookie of the week. ACC Player of the Week honors for their performances in the 41-7 win against NC State on Saturday. And we should mention this, really a bad situation over just off campus at Clemson that happened Saturday night after the game, late Saturday night, when the floor collapsed at a clubhouse and 30 people were injured. We don't think any of the injuries are too serious, but waiting for more condition reports on that. But, man, did you see the video of that thing?
Yeah, it's never good when a bunch of people jump up at the same time and come down at the same time. Yeah. I mean, buildings they're not made to withstand that, especially apartment buildings.
Yeah, they probably, we'll see, we'll find out, but don't be surprised if we find out that there were too many people in there for the occupancy rating for that clubhouse. All that's to be determined, but it was a scary situation. That's, of course, national news today, interviews with students who were hurt in that party.
It's very amazing that no one got killed.
Yeah, no deaths, and I know there's a lot of stitches and broken bones, and we'll get condition reports, I think, continuing to come out. It was a fraternity-sponsored event. There were students there. There were also non-students there. Clemson says they're trying to identify all their students who were involved, but there could have been students from other institutions who were there. Jim Clements, in a statement, said the university will continue to do everything it can to help and support our students who are affected by this terrible situation, as well as their families and friends. And they're talking about, you know, excusing some people from classes and all that. Obviously, some of these young people will not be able to go to classes today. And, you know, the cleanup and the investigation continues from that floor collapse at a clubhouse. It was off campus by a couple miles in a late party after the game on Saturday. 844-477-3776. HealthDare text line is 71307. Twitter at ESPN Upstate. If you want to get in with us, phone lines, texts open to you. Get to the NFL. What a comeback by the Panthers yesterday. We'll talk about what else happened in the National Football League over the weekend. All when we come back. Stay with us. Greg McKinney and Lonzo in the huddle on ESPN Upstate. So here's what happened with the Panthers in Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. Cam Newton with a one-yard touchdown pass to Greg Olsen with a minute 22 left. Panthers overcoming a 17-point deficit in the fourth quarter. They beat the Eagles 21-17. Got a sack on Carson Wentz by Wes Horton to force a fumble on fourth down from the 14-yard line. So they had to hold Philadelphia out at the very end as well. Panthers improving to 4-2 with the biggest comeback in franchise history. And the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles fall to 3-4. Cam Newton, after the game, on what enabled the Carolina Panthers to come back and win.
Cam, second half comeback, what did it take in terms of courage and commitment and execution for your football team?
Persistence. Persistence, that's it. We was in the same situation last week, and you know, it's funny that, you know, when you're in that situation, you find out a lot, not only about yourself, but your teammates. And we didn't blink, and we knew if we had an opportunity as last week, we know we would get the better side of it.
What did you find out about yourself and your teammates?
It's not necessarily about myself. It's about just the persistence, like I said, with the team. And, you know, we just keep fighting and battling. And, you know, when you do that, especially in a hostile environment, you know, you put yourself in the best situation to win a football game.
It's not easy to come back 17 down in this building and win a football game.
That was a real good team we played. We know that. We understand that. But at the end of the day, we're a good team, too. You know, it took us a long time to get started, and we know we can't keep putting ourselves in situations. We have to start fast, but you know, at least we get a little breathing room and knowing that we got a much needed win, and you know, get ready to get for the next opponent.
Yeah, the rally started when Curtis Samuel ran in from the 14-yard line on a reverse. Graham Gano missed the extra point. He's good at really long field goals. Those extra points can be tough sometimes.
The thing is, though, and they mentioned it a little early on in the game, then they stopped talking about it. I think the wind had a great had a problem. I mean, when the Panthers were going a certain direction, they couldn't do anything. But in the fourth quarter, they were going the right direction. And Cam's balls quit fluttering. Everything seemed to work. I think the wind really factored in there.
Then they drove 87 yards. Cam with an 18-yard pass to Devin Funchess for that score. And then they got the 2 points on the conversion, connected with Jarius Wright for that. So they're within a field goal with about 4 minutes left. They forced a 3-and-out. They get the ball at their 31 with 2:17 remaining. Three straight incomplete passes by Cam. Took a hit on fourth down and still completed a 35-yard catch and run. Catch and run pass to Torrey Smith. They got to the Philadelphia 34. 22-yard pass to Christian McCaffrey gave them first down at the 4. Newton runs it to the 1 and threw it to Greg Olsen, wide open in the back of the end zone for that touchdown. Really quite a remarkable record-setting comeback for the Carolina Panthers, and one that they're going to need. Now they're 4-2 and in good shape. And, again, the Eagles fall to 3-4.
I just want to point out, one of us doubted and one of us believed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. How are you feeling about three quarters? Were you believing then?
I got to say, I was a little concerned.
A little concerned?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I got it, man. Look, that's a great win. That's a great win. Have Jimmy on the line. Want to talk about the Panthers come from behind win. Jimmy, welcome in.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Wow. What a comeback.
Yeah.
It was difficult for me to follow the game. I was traveling to Charlotte with my wife and kept losing the signal or the radio stations. And so I was catching a little bit here, a little bit there. caught the part where, you know, the Eagles scored the touchdown, made it 17-0, and I said, wow, the game's over. And then I kept listening, and they took it downfield and made it 17-6. Then they missed the point after. I mean, he hit the 63-yard field goal a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
But can't make the 30, and that's the second one. He had one last week, point after he missed, and then this week. And I told my wife, I said, wow, now we've got to get two touchdowns or a touchdown and a field goal and a two-point conversion.
Right.
And guess what they did? They got two touchdowns and a two-point conversion. And then, yeah, that was a bad interference on Alshon Jeffries. He just didn't want to get beat on the touchdown. So I guess it was a good interference because Alshon probably would have had a touchdown on that one. And that's what gave them great field position to try to win it against us. But our defense stood up. That was great. And then Luke Kuechly, man, this is the best I've seen him play this year so far. He had 14 tackles. He was really wired. He was everywhere like he has been in the last, you know, since he's been with the Panthers. So Luke Kuechly is back.
I'd agree with that. Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, we're going to hear a little bit from Luke Kuechly coming up later in the show. But he did have himself a game. There's no question about that. And Devin Funchess, six catches, 62 yards. Torrey Smith, 4 for 61. And what they did also was they boxed up the Philadelphia running game. Held the Eagles to 58 yards rushing on 24 attempts. 2.4 yards per carry. They didn't stop Carson Wentz, but they did stop the running game. And that enabled them to stay close enough to put together the comeback in the fourth quarter and get that win. So, yeah, I was proud of the Panthers. I thought that was pretty good. That was a pretty good win that will come back and help them as we get a little bit later into the season. Just other games yesterday quickly. Broncos on Thursday, of course, beat the Cardinals 45-10. We had already talked about that one. Chargers a one-point win over the Titans 20-19. Patriots, they put away the Bears. It wasn't easy. 38-31 was the final on that one. Trubisky had 333 yards passing in that game. The Colts beat the Bills 37-5. 37-5. Derek Anderson, three interceptions. So he didn't help the Bills. And 175 yards passing. The Lions beat the Dolphins 32-21. Vikings over the Jets 37-17. So the Vikings are now 4-2-1. Browns losing overtime. Browns love overtime games. Lost to Tampa Bay 26-23 in OT. And now there's talk about hot seat coaching again in Cleveland. How quickly things turn around.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, they've only won, what, two games?
Yeah, but still. I mean, if you're going to do that, why the heck did you bring him back?
They want to win, man. They got spoiled by a little bit of life at the beginning of the season, and it's not been as good.
Hey, they're playing hard. Lately. They're right there at the end of games. They just got to learn how to finish it.
Texans beat the Jags. 20-7 was the final in that. What's wrong with Jacksonville, man?
Well, Bortles got benched. Didn't really help.
Yeah. Yeah, not too good. Cody Kessler wasn't great. 156 yards passing for Jacksonville. Saints over the Ravens by 1 point, 24-23. Ravens are the next opponent for the Carolina Panthers. The Rams keep winning, no problem with the 49ers, 39-10. Redskins beat the Cowboys. I hear some talk about Cowboys getting robbed, and I didn't see it. Do you know what that is? I have to go back and find that. There's some discussion today. One of the
I think I saw something about that.
Yeah, some controversy about that. But the Cowboys go to 3-4. Redskins now 4-2 on the season. Your Chiefs, no trouble with the Bengals last night.
Yeah.
45-10.
What a fun game. But I would ask Kareem Hunt to stop hurdling. Don't hurdle people.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you nervous when one of your players hurdles someone because, you know, they pop their head up or something? It's going to be painful.
Yeah, it does when it's my player, but he's not my player, so I wasn't nervous about that. Monday Night Football, Falcons hosting the Giants tonight, 8:15. We'll have it for you here on ESPN Upstate. Falcons are 2-4. Giants are 1-5. Falcons favored by 4 in this game tonight. So that will wrap up the weekend of NFL action. 844-477-3776. We'll be right back. This is The Huddle. You're listening to ESPN Upstate. Just a quick update on that floor collapse at that apartment clubhouse off campus at Clemson late Saturday night. Six Clemson students still in the hospital today. Six. So that's good news. Hopefully all of those six will be okay and released soon. We're hoping so. The investigation continues into that party and that collapse of the floor there. The video's gone viral, and it's made national news. So our picks this weekend, Lonzo, Richmond finally won a week. I don't remember him winning a week. Has he won a week before?
I don't remember him very much, but yeah.
We might need an investigation into this. So he went 8-2?
He went 8-2. You went 7-3, and I went 6-4. So now I'm back tied with Richmond in the cellar. I don't like that.
How does that make you feel?
At least I didn't drop below him.
So you guys are 5 back of me?
Yep, 5.
5 back. Yeah, have some time left. I messed up the Michigan State-Michigan game, picking the Spartans, and they were not impressive, certainly offensively.
I think you knew that. You keep saying you're going to give us a shot. I think you're toying with us.
No, I Michigan State at home I thought would be better, and it was a close game for a while until they got the 2-touchdown lead, and then I knew it was over. We all got Oklahoma versus TCU. Oklahoma won that easily. We all missed Virginia-Duke. I guess Virginia's got a little something going. That was a nice, 2-touchdown win over Duke over the weekend. All of us were certainly correct on Clemson beating NC State. Also on LSU, taking care of business with Mississippi State. Well, Mississippi State scored like 3 points in that game, so no offensive production.
Yeah, it was pretty sad
for them. Where Richmond got us, one game where he got us was Oregon-Washington State. You and I had the Ducks, and they did not get it done. Washington State gets that one. Kentucky-Vanderbilt, we all got that one. That was, 14-7 game? That was not pretty either. But Kentucky did get the win. Washington-Colorado, yeah, you missed that one. That's the one you lost.
It was worth a shot.
On Colorado. Stanford-Arizona State, that's one I got over you guys. That was a Thursday night game, right? And then we all got Missouri beating Memphis. That was like, I think 98 points were scored in that game. Kind of crazy. But anyway, we all picked that one up. So that's where we stand. You guys might want to start throwing Hail Marys. It's getting late. It's getting late.
No, I'm not prepared for that. You know, before last week, I didn't see you ever having a bad week. Unfortunately, we all had a bad week last week. So that means it's not out of the realm of possibility for you to have another 4-win week and us to have an 8 or 9.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. We all have 4-win weeks, right?
I know.
It took a bunch of upsets last weekend. We didn't have the upsets this weekend other than Ohio State, and we didn't pick that one. So we all would have missed that one, I'm sure. Just some of the other games over the weekend that were somewhat interesting. Alabama-Tennessee, it was done early. It was 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. So I miscalled Tennessee putting up a little bit of a fight in that because they really didn't. 58-21 was the final. Tua, he had touchdown passes to 4 receivers and 4 touchdowns, 306 yards for Tua. He's just playing basically a half or a little more, and then he's resting.
Well, and with Haskins struggling and losing to Purdue, the race is over.
Yeah, it's Tua.
Tua time. It was a long shot anyway, but I think Haskins was the closest to Tua. Yeah, he's got this, no problem.
He's got it as long as he stays healthy and gets out there and, you know, does what he's doing. He seems to do it every week. So Tennessee coming into Columbia to face the Gamecocks with a 3-4 record, 1-3 in the SEC. Who should you be concerned about based on what you saw against Alabama? Now, Alabama is not – South Carolina is not Alabama, I got that. But they played Keller Crist and Jarrett Garantano in the game. Neither one particularly effective. Crist had 164 yards passing and a couple touchdowns, so he was way more effective than Garantano was. You're worried about the running game for Tennessee. Tim Jordan led them with 50 yards, but since Garantano kept getting sacked, they had a net of 31 yards rushing on 30 carries, 1 yard a carry in the run game for Tennessee. Juan Jennings, pretty good receiver, 102 yards on 6 catches for Tennessee in that game. But, again, you're playing Alabama, so don't base it on that. But we didn't see anything that scares you out of Tennessee, at least in that game, after they had a nice week the week before. Didn't happen this week. The Purdue-Ohio State game you watched? You watched this debacle?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So it really got out of hand in the fourth quarter. 28 points in the fourth quarter for Purdue.
You know, as I pointed out to Delvin, you just felt like Ohio State didn't want to be there. And it's not, I don't think that Purdue is a better team. I think Purdue just outplayed them, out-hustled them, out-everything, and they just didn't act like they wanted to be. Nothing just seemed to work.
Rondale Moore looks pretty good, that receiver Purdue has. 170 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
I'm not saying Purdue's a horrible team. Purdue's a pretty good team. I'm just saying Ohio State's better than what they played Saturday night. And I agree with some of the things I've heard. They seem to find one game a year where they screw up, but so does just about every team.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was pretty bad. But, if they were going to lose one game, and hopefully that's all they lose, it's better to do it now than it is later on in the season. They got a chance to work their way back up, maybe.
Dwayne Haskins attempted 73 passes. 73 pass attempts.
When you get that far behind, you got to abandon the running game.
They did. 49 out of 73 for Haskins in that game. We told you LSU beat Mississippi State 19-3. So now LSU is 7-1. They're still number 5 in the country. And, back on track, Joe Burrow, he only threw for 129 yards, but he was efficient. He did have one pick in the game. Shea Patterson, 212 yards passing, 2 touchdowns for Michigan in the 21-7 win over Michigan State. Kyler Murray, 4 touchdown passes for Oklahoma as they beat TCU. That was a shootout, 52-27. And TCU only had 3 points in the second half. Central Florida remains undefeated. They beat East Carolina, 37-10. Washington State by 2 touchdowns over Oregon. Kentucky by 1 touchdown over Vanderbilt. So the Kentucky's now 6-1. Washington by a couple of touchdowns over Colorado. Penn State, another struggle for them, but they beat Indiana 33-28. Close game. Iowa beat Maryland 23-0. Now Maryland is 4-3 on the season. And this is D-Day week for Maryland. Sometime around the end of this week, some stuff's going to be coming out about that investigation. Temple over Cincinnati, so number 20 Cincinnati loses, 24-17 in overtime. South Florida wins over UConn, but close. That's a 1-win UConn team, and they took South Florida down to the wire, 38-30. Was the final in that one, number 23 Wisconsin, a 49-20 win over Illinois. Wisconsin's 5-2. Arkansas had no trouble with Tulsa. Auburn gets the win over Ole Miss. And what else happened? Oh, North Carolina is now 1-5. They lose in overtime to Syracuse, 40-37. Larry Fedora, don't answer your phone. Virginia over Duke, 28-14. And anything else of interest in college football? App State, now ranked. They beat Louisiana, 27-17 was the final in that one. Let me look at the new rankings that have come out. Appalachian State, number 25. How about that? Number 25 in the AP poll this week. NC State drops down to 22nd. Penn State up a spot to 17. Texas A&M is 16. Washington is 15. Kentucky moves up 2 spots to number 12. Ohio State drops all the way from 2nd to 11th. 9 spots down for the Buckeyes.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I don't know. Do you believe Central Florida's better than Ohio State?
No, okay. But like I said, they'll work their way back up.
Central Florida is 10th, 7-0 record. So here's the thing. Florida's 9th now, up 2 spots. Georgia's up a spot to 7th. LSU's 4th now. And Alabama's 1st, so you have 4 SEC teams in the top 10. So before you go saying too much about your conference, keep that in mind. But Clemson moved up a spot to 2nd. Notre Dame moved up a spot to 3rd. LSU up a spot to 4th. Michigan up a spot to 5th. Texas is now 6th. Georgia 7, Oklahoma 8. Florida 9 and UCF is 10 after the weekend's college football. In the AP poll, just looking at the coaches poll, the first difference is at 6. Coaches have Georgia at 6, and AP has Texas at 6. 844-477-3776. Let's hit our final break, and we'll come back in a moment. This is The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Just 5 minutes away from another keyword that could win you $1,000 in the free cash stash here on ESPN Upstate, so stand by for that. That's just a few minutes away. Coming up after 2 o'clock, we'll hear a little bit of the back and forth between Jim Harbaugh and Mark D'Antonio, Michigan and Michigan State, and Will Muschamp coming up as well, talking about the Gamecocks and getting a big defensive player back, they think, this week, who has been injured. So all that ahead. 844-477-3776 is the phone number, and Gene is up next in the huddle. Hi, Gene.
Hey, G-Mac. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, and obviously this is big Buckeye country here, but I'm wondering what someone that studies the game such as you and your crew there outside of Ohio thinks of Ohio State's chances of getting to the Final Four this year. You know, I heard you say that Michigan's you're going to have a little debate here in a little bit about Michigan. Michigan is the last game of the schedule this year, as usual, and they look like they have some good things. When I see them on TV, I see moments of greatness in their team, and the Buckeyes are on a bye this week. I just wonder what you think of their chances. I know Clemson's really up there in the standings this year, and they look pretty good. Ohio State had a real tough time when they went over to Happy Valley and played Penn State. So I'm a little concerned about their ability to pull it out.
Gotcha. I appreciate the call on that, Gene. You know, yeah, they can get back in it. They can't lose again. They got to win out. They absolutely have to win out. And that's not going to be that easy with Michigan on the schedule and Michigan State on the schedule. And then who are they going to get in the if they do that in the Big Ten championship?
Probably Wisconsin.
Maybe not. Look, I mean, you got 4 1-loss teams in the West in the Big Ten. Northwestern's there, Iowa's there, Purdue's there now, and Purdue has the big win.
Well, here's the thing. If Ohio State wins out and wins the Big Ten championship, they got a really good shot of getting back in with one loss because LSU plays Alabama.
Right.
So if LSU were to beat Alabama, then Alabama has one loss.
You're going to take a one-loss Ohio State over a one-loss Alabama?
Well, we saw that last year. No. No. I would, but yeah. They won't, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you've got a chance. You've got a chance, but you got no chance if you don't win out. They've got to step it up. I guess the question now, and even Urban Meyer said they've been exposed. Do you agree with that? Has Ohio State been exposed?
Their defense has struggled all year. So if you mean by that, then yeah, I guess. But you can also say that's a motivational tool. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they got to go against Michigan State. They got to go against Michigan. If you can beat Michigan, that puts you right back in there.
Now you got Texas to worry about. Nobody's thought anything about Texas for a while, but they're 6-1. They're number 6 in the country. And you got Oklahoma to worry about. 6-1 and number 8 in the country. I don't think you have, sorry, Diddy, but I don't think you have UCF to worry about.
Well, as far as Clemson goes, they're not going to lose. I mean, they're going to go undefeated.
Oh, most likely. Most likely yeah. They are.
Because they have nobody left on the schedule. And the best team they had, at least record-wise, was Saturday. And they mopped the floor with them.
Just don't sleep on the Boston College road game. That's all I'm going to say. It could be an interesting game. It's on the road. If A.J. Dillon can play, they can make that at least a challenging game. They're not any worse than some of the teams Clemson's lost to the last couple of years. I'll put it that way. So I wouldn't count it as a done deal just yet, but most likely Clemson is headed for an undefeated regular season, and I don't expect any ACC championship trouble from what we've seen on the other side.
It's going to be that fourth spot. Who's going to get that fourth spot? Mm-hmm. Because Notre Dame's going to go undefeated too. So you're more than likely you're going to have 3 undefeated teams. And then a bunch of people.
That's a lot of undefeated teams. I'm not convinced about that. Notre Dame's got to beat Southern Cal at Southern Cal. I know this is not your daddy's Southern Cal team, but they've started looking a little bit better as well. So keep that one circled on the calendar.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.